35 minutes past the hour, midnight, hot night, but it's still cool in here. Melanie's making me fry plantains in the studio. I know you guys didn't know I had a deep fryer inside the studio as we talked.
Take me back. I see. Playing this good music, I got to do something for you.
I see. So tell me about, I guess, the personnel of the record, the people, the various people that you work with on this album.
Yeah, I worked with an amazing team of people. You know, it's been a journey, I think, to get to this point before, you know, with the different producers and writers that I've worked with in the past. And it was a real learning experience for me to really know what it was that I wanted to do and what it was that I didn't want to do. So, you know, I was blessed, so blessed to find Andrea Martin, who is...
World-famous songwriter, Andrea.
Songwriter, artist, yeah, and producer on the album.
You're using the big dogs on that one, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she, her and I met and instantly connected.
She's crazy.
She's out her mind, but it's the it's the best... The best union of sanity and insanity you could find in a studio, I think.
I see.
And, you know, she's from Guyana as well. So our families.
That's how you bonded.
We have this cultural bond as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got in the studio and it was an immediate, like, success. We just got it. We're working with each other. We had the same vision, same, you know, the same passion for, I think, you know, real music and real lyrics and real singing. And it started with Andrea Martin, and from there we've worked with Future Cut and Veda Nobles and Salaam Remy. And
geniuses.
Yes, yes.
Geniuses.
Very, very, very well-known producers that I've admired for their work, you know, with some of my favorite artists in the past.
I see.
Amy Winehouse and Lauryn Hill.
Right.
And, yeah, Jay Phoenix and Peter Wade and Claude Kelly and... Dan Strong. It's a very small group of people. Angela Hunt is another writer on the album.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, just it was a small group of people that I really wanted to work with that really got the sound. And
I heard there was one producer in particular that really, really knocked your socks off.
And who was that?
I heard you talking about it earlier, but, you know, I was eavesdropping sort of, but I heard you rave that, you know, one of the producers you worked with when you came to Philadelphia. It just,
you know,
it was a miracle.
Well, you know, this is the thing.
It's rumors.
Like, you're jumping my gun here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're jumping my gun.
I'm sorry.
You know,
I don't mean to jump your gun.
Well, you're jumping this gun.
I'll back off the gun.
Okay.
Okay.
But he's eavesdropping on a conversation I was having
about,
you know, these amazing producers and artists from Philadelphia who I worked with.
Wow.
You know, Adam Blackstone and somebody by the name of Questlove.
Really cool name.
Yeah, he's got cool hair too.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
that guy's
awesome.
Incredible.
He's really, really great.
He's amazing.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
This is a can't lose situation now.
No, this is what I thought. And
I mean, everyone else you mentioned was perfect,
but with him, perfect cherry
on top.
The funny thing is that I always used to say, you know, I want to work with Quest, I want to work with the Roots, I want to work with that sound that they've created, and. I had the opportunity to meet them when I was on tour with Kanye.
You know, I heard about this.
Yeah.
I heard the day that they almost died,
I met them, yes.
It was like an angel had sort of appeared out of nowhere.
Yes, and brought us together.
A tour bus turns over.
A tour bus turned over.
And then an angel comes and resurrects them.
And resurrect you.
But I kind of heard that she had a camera in her hand. She was like all intrusive while the guys were bleeding. That's not true, right?
No, does that sound like something I would do? There's no such footage.
Well, you know, I don't give me the gossiping. Anyway, listen, we're going to talk a little bit more.
We are.
We're going to get into probably one of my favorites on the album. It's a song called Monday Morning.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, your interpretation of this particular song shows me that you have a lot of seasoning in you.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
It's not often that you find a singer that has seasoning, i.e., you know, someone that can sort of do a reference to something that came maybe 30 or 40 years before them, you know. And the fact that you could be contemporary and derivative at the same time, I think that takes a special talent. This is Melanie Fiona on WQST Radio.